From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Residents of the East African nation of Somalia rang in the new year with a new government, something they haven't had in 16 years. First, the nation was ruled by a series of warlords. Then a group called the Islamic Court Union instituted a year of religious rule. But after 2 weeks of fighting, troops from neighboring Ethiopia pushed the Islamic Courts Union and helped the transitional government take power. Soon we'll speak with two foreign policy experts about what happens next. But first, NPR's Gwen Tompkins, who told us what she saw in Somalia's capital city of Mogadishu.
Imagine a beautiful seaside port, one that in which the buildings were built by Italians and Muslims. The architecture is beautiful stucco and plaster buildings with wide colonnades and wide arches to encourage the wind to flow through. And then imagine that all of these buildings are torn apart. There are no rooftops on most buildings. There are bullet holes in most of these buildings. Some of these buildings have their entire back areas blown away. It appears right now as if war just ended in Mogadishu yesterday. But the truth of the matter is, this is the refuse of wars that occurred years and years ago. But people of Mogadishu have not really had an opportunity or the wherewithal to move anything, to change anything, to improve anything. So you have piles of rubble everywhere. You've got people who are living in burned out buildings. You have staircases on the street that lead to nowhere. You've got cars that have been bombed out and rusted out so long ago that you can barely recognize them. So it's a very strange environment. It's a modern day ruin.
What changes have occurred for the people just in the past few days?
The Islamic Courts Union, which once controlled Mogadishu, it's only been since Thursday since they've left. They sort of receded in the cover of night and early on Friday morning and allowed the transitional government and Ethiopian forces to come in and lay some claim to the city. The Islamic Courts Union, which has controlled Mogadishu since June, has in that time imposed Sharia law, which is law based on the teachings of the Quran, not the secular laws of man. In this six-month period, the Islamic Courts Union has imposed quite a few social restrictions on the people who live here. For instance, they look down upon people who watched soccer or football games, as they're called here, in public. Also, women were not allowed to work, which imposed quite a burden on families, because here women run a lot of the stalls selling things as merchants, you know, fruits and vegetables, and khat, which is a narcotic that people in Somalia like to chew, and they chew quite a lot of it. Now, the Islamic Courts Union banned khat as well here, which really sent up a cry of protest from people in Somalia as well as in neighboring countries who are in the khat business. Also, movies that the Islamic Courts deemed to be pornographic, those were banned as well. Another thing that the Islamic Courts Union insisted upon is that women dress according to the beliefs of the Islamic Courts Union, which is very conservative dress, and that's something that has actually not changed. And some have suggested that they're continuing to wear this conservative dress because they're hedging their bets. No one really knows what's going to happen next or who's really going to be in charge of Mogadishu in the coming weeks and months.
Gwen Tompkins, thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure.
That was NPR's Gwen Tompkins speaking to us from Mogadishu, Somalia.